welcome once again, people. It's nearly the end of January. What's going on? Hope everything's panning out for you so far in 2017. You're listening to... Yeah, I'm here again. Yeah, don't forget to follow me on Twitter at Dougie Stone, or hit my website dougiestone.com, or search me out on Facebook, Kurt Pickstone, and I'll link up with you. Love to hear from you. Sit back, relax. You're probably juicing. Yeah. So tonight's show, what I'm looking at is, I look at different businesses and different business people and try and bring you interesting things and informative things. So what I've looked at, there's an area or a type of business called multi-level marketing. Now, you might have heard of it, you might not have heard of it. And if you've heard of it, no doubt you could have some negative views on it. So I know quite a lot of multi-level marketers, and the one that my go-to person is a lady called Caroline Woodward. She's pretty darn good at what she does. She's very passionate about what she does with her team. She's very she develops them really well, and I think what she's about is really interesting. And I class her as a friend. She's really, really great. If you just check her out, she's brilliant. So first tonight, we're going to speak to Caroline Woodward, and she deals with a product called Forever Living. And then we're going to go to Hayley Hilton, who's up in the Northwest, another good friend of mine, and she's doing various things, but one of her business streams is multi-level marketing, and she's got a background in the forces, so leading teams, and which is vital, and her business is Revitalize You. So anyway, without further ado, let's get on with the interviews, and thanks for tuning in.
The Dougie Stone Show.
Hey, hello people. Now, I'm with an amazing lady at the minute. I interview a lot of amazing ladies. I don't know what it is, but that's what I do. I've got Caroline with me here, and this show's about various things, and one's about business. And there's different businesses you can set up, and you know, you can be a sole trader, limited company. And one that's really interesting is that I know a lot about is multi-level marketing. And it's a bit confused, and people sort of some people frown upon it. And some people don't. And anyway, it's another way of setting up a business. It's another way of doing something. So I've come to the expert in the field, I believe. And here we go. So thanks for being on the show, Caroline.
That's absolutely my pleasure. What can I do for you today?
Well, introduce yourself first. That's always best.
Oh, okay then. So, as you said, my name's Caroline. I'm Caroline Woodward. And I've been in my business now 15 years. I started it because I had a young son at home. He was only 3 at the time. He's 18 and over 6 foot now.
Yeah.
And but primarily I wanted to be a mum, but also I wanted to earn some money. I only really wanted to earn about £200 or £300 a month.
Yeah.
And the reason I wanted to earn, well, first of all, I thought that's all I could earn.
Yeah.
Because, you know, how could you earn more than £200 or £300 a month when you're a mum at home with a kid?
Mm.
And, but I wanted to earn it so I could buy my husband his Christmas and birthday presents without him knowing. And I could buy clothes for me and Patrick, and I just wanted, but you know what, I wanted to use my brain as well. That's what I did want to do. When I found myself taking up the crockery upstairs to the laundry basket, I'd only gone up 2 rungs of stairs. I thought, you really need to get your brain working here, Caroline.
Because when you spend a lot of time at home, and that's why I started doing some of the things I do, because I was working from home. And I know when my wife Sandra had Nathan, it sent around the twist, because I'm almost sat at the window waiting for you to come home.
Yeah.
And she's not like, you know what I mean?
No.
She's not like that. And I think your brain starts to numb off, doesn't it? So it's keeping it stimulated, isn't it? And I think as well, a bit of independence.
Yeah, I mean, it's all of those things, actually. You really have hit the nail on the head. I think the thing is my generation, and, well, I'm slightly older than me as well and younger than I am, we were brought up to have careers. And there's absolutely nothing wrong with having a career. However, when that little person arrives, it completely changes your life, for both men and women, not just for women. And there's something about it where you just, and it doesn't happen for everyone, because not everybody has a maternal or paternal instinct. But one of the things I'm really proud of over the last 15 years, that our son has grown up knowing both his parents.
Yeah.
And because of that, my son calls my husband mate.
Yeah.
And they still like have bear hugs and whatever. But Patrick's both, he's bigger than both of us now. But, you know, and because of that, we have a really good relationship with him.
Yeah.
And, you know, we don't have arguments with him, and you know, you just can't put a price on being there when you need to be there. That's the thing. You just can't do that.
And so, because that business that you're in, and obviously you're still running now, and you're successful at it, affords you that. That flexibility, really, don't it? Where you don't have to want to, because it's a bit like me. Me and my wife, we were both contracting, both working in our businesses 5 days a week. Nathan was at childminders, dog walkers, people. It's like this doesn't seem right. So we took the conscious decision for me to be at home more. So I work from home and do bits around, you know, around our business, and it's great because I really enjoy that, and it means that I can spend the time with Nathan and develop him and help him and be around for when he needs me there. And I think it's really good. And it's, so tell us a bit more about the business then, what how it works, really.
Right. Well, I think it has been misunderstood. So when I first looked at it, one of my first things was, if this is selling, forget it. I mean, those were literally my words.
Yeah.
And Bridget, who introduced me to the business, said to me, let me explain. And apparently I grilled her for 2 hours. I don't think I did grill her for 2 hours. What happened was, she said stuff and I was more interested in it, because I wonder what it just threw up other questions for me. But I think it's misinterpreted in the fact that some people think it's a pyramid scheme, some people think that you need to be a pushy salesperson, or that there are, that the only people that are involved in are pushy salespeople, and that you have to pounce on all your friends to get them to come into your business. And for me, it's not that. For me, it's about having conversations with people, listening to what they want, and then giving them options, and if they so wish, to then either use the products, join the business, or do neither. That's absolutely fine.
Yeah.
So I was speaking to my father-in-law only this week, and he's looking at the business, and he's 74. Now, I've been in the business, as I said earlier on, for 15 years. And one of his biggest things was about it being pushy in sales. And I said to him, I said, if it was pushy, do you not think we'd have been having a conversation about this beforehand?
Yeah, 15 years.
Exactly.
It took a long time to be pushy, hasn't it?
I said, there have been occasions when we've had a conversation about the business. Yeah. And there's been a time when they came to like our open evening and stuff like that. I said, but now we're having a conversation about it.
Yeah.
I mean, the only reason we're having a conversation about it is because you want to have a conversation about it.
We've obviously had conversations about it, I know you're not pushy, because I know what you do, I know what your business is, and there's, you know, the potential opportunities, but you've never gone, yeah, have a look at this, or give me your money and join up, it's great, it'll be great.
Yeah.
So yeah, I can get that, and that's what I like about you. It's not pushy, you feel comfortable, you know what you're talking about, you're approachable, pleasant, and that's why you've been successful, because of the way you've approached
it. Most definitely, yeah. Because I think that, you know, some people have been over-enthusiastic, and I know that I've been over-enthusiastic, so I'm not criticising people. But again, he said to me the other day, he said, do you think, what was the question he asked? It was something along, do you think that some people in your business are too pushy? And I went, I do, because we're all different personalities. But you know what, some people like pushy people. Some people don't like my approach to it, because they're like going, will you ask me to talk about the business, Caroline? Do you know what I mean? So so each different personality, and that's why multi-level marketing works, because people join like people. So then they operate best within their like environments, if that makes sense.
Yeah, because obviously 15 years ago you'd have started off as a
I don't know what the terminology is really, but you just started off your business with just you, wouldn't you?
Yeah.
And then grow, and yeah. Is that what's happened from there? Have you grown
yeah.
it from there?
Yeah, and it's been, and that was really interesting because when I first started, I thought, right, I just want five people. That's fine. I know five people that want to join the business, and they're going to join, and then they're going to do stuff, and then we're going to earn. I'm going to earn £3,000 a month within the first year.
Yeah.
And it didn't quite work out like that because people didn't quite see what I saw, and also people wanted to see what I did with it.
Yeah.
But also, there were all sorts of reasons, really. I think I, you know, there were times when I was over enthusiastic. There were times when I was. Because I'm just not salesy, that I just didn't, I don't know how to talk to people about it. And then I realised that I didn't have to talk to people about it, because when you see somebody, you go, how are you?
Yeah.
And they tell you. And then they ask you how you are, and you tell them. And then what you do is you show an interest in them, and they show an interest in you. But, you know, there comes a point where you just think, well, that subject's a bit boring, so I don't want to do that. So what I found was, if I went out for a coffee with somebody and I go, hi, Kirk, how are you? And you'd go, oh, things are bad, things are really bad, and, you know, we've got no money, and I don't know what... And I go, well, you know, tell me more about it. Yeah. And you would, and then you sort, you might later on say, so what do you do? And you say, well, you know, I'm doing this for everything. Because I still call it a forever thing.
Forever thing. Because it's forever.
Because, exactly. Because forever is forever. Yeah, exactly. But, and they go, yeah, yeah. And I said, and I might go, you know, so, yeah, that's going really well and whatever. And if you wanted to know more, you'd have gone, well, tell me what's happening. Why is it going so well?
Yeah.
But you could be in that place where, you know, things are bad, things are really bad. You just don't want to know because you can't get out of your badness, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
But 6 months down the line, you might go, you're still doing that, aren't you? And I go, yeah. And then you go, so how's it going? I go, it's really well. Right, now I want to talk about it. Okay, yeah. Then we'll talk about it.
Yeah.
I always ask for permission.
Yeah, I know.
In a strange kind of way.
I know you do, because I know exactly what you do. You've never been pushy. And if, you know, if I was interested in it, and yeah, I've met people and I thought, actually, you know, that business, why don't you speak to Caroline about it?
And you have done that, and that's very kind of you. And somebody has, as a result, joined my business. Mm. And she's just having a blast.
But I just knew because I met that.
She's lovely.
I met that lady, and she, yeah. similar to you, yeah. I'm not in forever. And I thought, and she had a problem, and she wanted to do balance. Anyway, we won't go into because obviously.
Yeah.
But she wanted to balance two scenarios.
Yeah.
And I said, well, actually, focus on one scenario.
Yeah.
And actually, it's an option. Go and speak to Caroline.
Yeah.
And I think that's how it grows.
And we did. We just literally, we sat and we just chatted for an hour, probably an hour and a half, actually. And we touched on forever. And we moved away from it, and then we met up for another coffee, and she wanted to know more, and then she came to an open evening and she decided to join.
I
mean, it wasn't quite as quick, yeah, you know, there was a period, and also she went away and stuff like that.
Yeah.
But you know what, I was just there when she needed me to be. And I think that's what multi-level is about, is that you need to be there for when people need you and not when you need them.
Yes I mean, yeah, because I had to come, yeah, that's it's spot on, and work on things. Just keep on doing what you're doing, and be the person you are, and people will come towards you, won't they?
And as I say, well, I do think that it's misunderstood, which I think is a shame. But a bit like you, you've got a passion in your business. My passion is to help people understand it.
Mm. Yeah, and develop them when they're in the business as well, aren't they?
Yeah.
Because there's no point just saying, well, I want 20 people within my business, and just leaving them to it.
Oh, no.
Because then nothing's going to happen, is it?
No.
They're going to get frustrated. They're going to go, this is a load of rubbish, and they're off, aren't they?
Definitely. The support side of it is really important to me. And, you know, again, I've got somebody in my business, and the last thing they said to me the other day was, it's just not going quickly enough. And that really bugged me, because I was like thinking, oh, I'm not going quick enough for them. Oh, no.
Mm.
And I was thinking, I'm not giving them what they need.
Yeah.
And so I contacted them and said, that was the last thing you said to me. And they went, no, I'm just an impatient person. You're doing everything I'm asking you to do, and you don't need to do any more. But you know what? You have to ask the questions sometimes.
Yeah, and so what you're describing is similar, is what you'd have in any business, isn't it? So you've got, let's call them staff, because they're now in your team, the staff, and they all have different demands and different abilities and different skill sets. And so it is... You are running a business with different personalities, different people, and try to manage them in their businesses. So it's quite complex, really.
Well, it is and it isn't, but it's really interesting. The reason I'm smiling, which I know you can't see on a podcast, is because that's why we call the Symphony Group.
Right.
Because in a symphony, you know, you have people, you know, and everybody plays a role.
That's interesting.
So you might be playing the triangle, you might be playing the big bass drum.
Right.
You might be the conductor, or it could be that you're the star violinist, whatever it might be. But each one of you has your part to play within the orchestra.
Wonderful.
And that's why it's a symphony group. Working together in harmony is our strapline.
Oh, right. And so it makes sense. Yeah. Makes sense now.
And that's, so when you started saying about that, I was going, yay, he understands.
That makes sense.
He understands. And that's, and my husband came up with that. And I just, and I love that. I have to say, every time I go working together in harmony, it just makes me smile inside.
Cool. Lovely. Yeah. Brilliant. Well, I think we've got, we've got to go and
we've got other things to do.
We've got a panto evening, haven't we?
Oh no, we haven't.
Oh yes, we have. Because it's nearly Christmas. So this might be on after Christmas, but anyway, it's
doesn't matter.
Right. If people, because I think we'll do another one at some point in the future. Where can people get hold of you then?
There's various ways. They can either email me, caroline@yourfuture.net, or I've got a website, carolinewoodward.co.uk.
Yeah.
Or if they want to give me a buzz, 0778 402571. If I don't recognise the number, I may need to call them back, so they do need to leave a voicemail.
I'm the same. I don't.
But you know what? They may catch me on a day when I go, oh, I need to answer that call.
Well, and all I would say, people, if anyone's out there and are thinking of going down that route or wondering what they do, there's not many people I point you towards, but Caroline's one of them. So she's, buy her a coffee somewhere and have a chat with her.
Oh, you never know, I might buy them one.
Well, you might do. But yeah, she's definitely someone to just go and have an atty with, investigate, she won't push you.
No.
And it's great. But thanks for being on the show. It's great
that we
managed to squeeze this in before we do what we're doing.
Well, you know us, we make good use of our time,
don't we? Anyway, thanks for that, Caroline.
Thanks again. Cheers. The Dougie
Stone Show. Yeah, thanks for that, Caroline. Seriously, check Caroline out. She's amazing. Amazing person, really bubbly, as you can probably get from the interview there. Really nice for her to be on the show as well. And she's always doing something. She's always busy. But check her out. So next up, we've got Hayley Hilton. And she's probably not been doing what she's doing as long as Caroline has, everyone's got to start somewhere, haven't they, as the song says. So sit back, relax, and enjoy this part of the show. Thank you. The Dougie Stone Show. Okay, people. So I've been talking to Caroline now, which was really interesting. You please check her out. She's absolutely awesome. And I thought this show might as well keep the same theme going. So I'm talking to another lady here who's very intriguing. And her business is very similar but very different as well. So, Hayley, welcome to the show.
Thank you for having me.
Yeah, no problem. So if you can tell, I was going to say viewers then, if you can tell our listeners a bit about yourself. Yeah, wrong format, but go on.
Yeah, no, my name's Hayley Hilton. I'm a scientist, went from my degree into analytical chemistry, testing basically skincare products, antiseptic hand washes, wound care products, testing all the analytical side of things in a lab just to make sure that everything was safe and efficient, patient safety and stuff.
And I've nicknamed you the mad scientist, haven't I?
Yeah, pretty much.
The mad scientist.
I mean, we did used to sing in the lab, I kind of got that rep quite a few places.
So that's quite interesting. So I know a bit about, people out there don't know about your background, but what else are you doing, which is quite interesting with the Navy?
Yeah, I joined the Royal Navy Reserves the night before September the 11th.
Oh dear.
When the whole world changed, shall we say. I signed on the dotted line back then, and I've gone into logistics, but also helping other people. So I'm basically a leader within that, helping other people just basically get things from A to B and back again.
I know it well because that's my background, is supply chain logistics, moving stuff. Trucks and sheds, we call it. Trucks and sheds.
We're more forklifts and minibuses.
Yeah, and bombs. Bombs and stuff. Hey, so that is quite interesting then. So, because I know about you and you're going to talk about your business, but I'm going to say a little bit here now. So, for me then, the skills and abilities that you've gained or you've got from being a leader and the scientific background you've got,
it's quite interesting because you've put that together to do an end. We've been talking to Caroline, similar sort of thing. You show your multi-level marketing.
Yeah.
So that, I think I get, what does that give you then in ability skills for your team?
Well, it's given me quite a lot, because basically I can help other people, because I'm interested in people as well as kind of the science behind them.
Yeah.
But the science behind our products, I can actually help explain the science and how they actually work to my team so that they can help their, so they can answer any questions.
Yeah.
For their customers and for their own team members as well, because they're actually helping, you know, getting their own team to
good.
To basically save their time and efforts as well, and help building themselves as leaders.
Yeah, because I think a lot of being a leader is quite a skill, isn't it? To energise, motivate, get the best out of people is a skill, and to be a good leader is really interesting.
Yeah, because it's helping them to help themselves and try and ascertain where, because we're all different as people anyway, trying to figure out what your skill set is, because we all come from different backgrounds. Yes, I'm a scientist, but not everybody in my team is a scientist.
Yeah.
And there's people with different backgrounds, and yeah. It's looking at those skills that they've got and skills that they want to focus on in their own life as well, that actually bring them pleasure, because as we know, it's all about, you know, kind of work-life balance. But if you're not enjoying what you're doing, then
yeah,
it's just gonna be kind of too much.
Yeah, and it is important. I keep going on about it, and that's what the show's about. It's trying to show people. I could come on here and interview really famous entrepreneurs, really famous dyslexics, but that for me is not good, because it needs to be people that can relate to. So people can relate to Hayley Hilton as a business owner, because you're a normal person, aren't you? You know.
Yeah, but I've also had, I mean, as we've termed, you know, dyslexia is often seen as a learning difficulty, but I've overcome those difficulties. Still am overcoming them day to day anyway, but it's people like you that actually help me overcome my own issues. But learning to, because of the fact that I've had to deal with those myself, then you can help other people overcome those, you know, like focusing on a specific area or having that increased self-confidence in yourself to be able to lead you and focus your direction so that you can manage your own business how you want.
Just
because our brain kind of, it takes us longer to get from A to B, and we don't always use those different, you know, those specific motorway pathways from one to the other.
Yeah.
We might go around the back streets and go meandering in the woods.
Yeah, but you know what's interesting about that? If you go on the motorway, you see virtually the same thing all the time.
Mm.
But good analogy. You see the same thing, you see the service stations, you know what's coming, you know what to expect. But if you go off that motorway from A to B and go down the back roads, you find some wonderful things, don't you?
Exactly.
Little nooks and crannies, nice
bumps. Like trees and grass. We were talking about that earlier.
That enriches your experience, which you can take forward and do something else with it. So I think it's...
So it's like quality of life. I mean, there's no point in having a quantity of life if you've not got the quality.
Yeah. Yeah, but yeah,
from
exactly.
From day to day.
Yeah, what's the point of having...
Like, life's full of experiences, and if you don't learn from each one of them...
Yeah, true. I think it's really interesting, because you use your business as well with your teams. Obviously, your teams are doing the stuff for you, which helps as well. Mm. It's all together. And that's I know, because you're like me, a typical dyslexic, always hungry for more things and more experiences and more learning. And you're actually studying for other things as well, aren't you?
I am, yes. Because as well as wanting to help my team and wanting to improve the quality of life for humans, I also want to improve the quality of life for dogs.
Cool.
So
I'm glad it's not cats. I don't like cats.
No, I'm
cats.
Not really a cat
person.
Stand
cats. Probably lose a few listeners. I can't stand cats.
Probably because cats have their own agenda.
Yeah, they're too independent.
They're up to something.
They're too independent. I can't control a cat.
I was always a Garfield fan when I was a kid, actually.
I think that's what the problem. I can't control a cat. I can control a dog, but I can't. Just got their own mind. I can't stand it. People got their own mind.
See, our Rottweiler would love you in that case. But no, so I'm basically using the dog walking at the moment, which I'm getting them out of the house while their owners are away, either whether they're on holiday or whether they're just at work all day. Getting them out of the house, which is giving me the benefit of getting out of the house as well. Yeah. But I eventually want to go into canine massage therapy, so I'm studying for that diploma at the moment.
Nice.
And basically alleviate their pain.
Yeah.
Like post-surgery or post-injury. I'm working with different parts of the body, being it the skeletal system, the muscles, and just the recovery to give them better quality of life.
Cool.
And a lot of the conditions you can actually help, but because I'm doing it through an accredited route, then I'm making sure that I do it for patient safety. It works, you know, my background's with that with humans, but I want to make sure I do that with dogs as well.
Oh, it's really good. So it's quite... You're a busy scientist, aren't you? You're very busy, very busy.
But I still like to keep a bit of that madness in there somewhere.
The trouble is, we're conditioned not to experience that madness and not to bring that out. And I think it's a crime, really. It's a crime. But it sounds really exciting what you're doing with your business, really. And that's where I want to talk to people like yourself and Caroline, because there's a big misconception about what multi-level marketing is, but it's affording you as an example to work with your team and do the other things that you're trying to do and still give you that financial stability.
So, yeah, because you can work it in part-time. Obviously there's a lot of people that go into it full-time afterwards, but you can start it up part-time. I mean, with regards to social media these days, I mean, there's so many different outlets that you can use. Like there's Instagram and was it, you know, even LinkedIn if you want to actually speak to other business owners as well.
Yeah, cool.
But there's lots of different opportunities.
Cool, right. So we're getting a bit close to the end of the interview, really. So what I suggest is a little plug from you. Where can people find you, Hayley?
Well, through quite a lot of the Four Networking at the moment, on the Four Networking community, via the wonders of Facebook. But there's also hayleyhilton.revitalu.co.uk, which is our business site where you can learn more about our products.
Cool.
But I'm also hoping to look at hayleyhilton13.co.uk, which is, because basically there's a misconception with 13 as well as multi-level marketing.
As well as dyslexia.
As well as dyslexia, exactly. And it's just seeing the benefits that those can actually give you, rather than willing to see past the negatives.
Cool.
How it can benefit us.
Well, thanks for being on the show today. It's been wonderful to talk to you, and hope to see you soon.
Thank you very much for having me. The Doggy
Stone Show. Well, I hope you enjoyed those two interviews. Really great people. Yeah, I really like them both. And this week, just to throw a quick one out there for you, I went to a seminar or a presentation about neurodiversity, and obviously a lot of my things is around dyslexia and what have you, and I'm teamed up with a guy called Con now looking at the autistic side. So I've got some really good interviews coming from that, back of that. But what really interested me, there was a statistic that he said on the night that in the autistic population, only 15% are in employment. 15%. That's criminal. And a lot of that is to do with the way they interact with people, the communication skills. People misunderstand them, don't give them an opportunity. So if you're an employer out there, why not go and have a look at some of these amazing special people, dyslexics, autistics, whatever it is, because they can offer a lot to your business.
Well, that's another show over again, people. Hope you enjoyed that. Yeah, it's just a different way, another type of business, multi-level marketing, like it or loathe it, whatever, but I'll bring you people that will explain to you what it is. Both Hayley and Caroline Woodward have built a successful business doing just that. It's great. Check them out. You've been listening to... If you're listening on iTunes, please subscribe too.
Any feedback's welcome. If you've you can also check me out on Audio Boom, which is posted on the radio station, Radio Warwickshire, so check that out as well. Anyway, thanks people, I'll see you next week. Love this jingle. Bye for now.